A young boy was thinking deep thoughts, and sometimes the most difficult questions are solved with a simple answer. And he asked his father, "Dad, why am I here? Why am I alive?" And his father said, "Because I wanted you. Because I wanted you. We are here also because God wanted us. He desired us to be here. And he has a mission for each one of us." In today's gospel, we have this young man who, unlike Nicodemus, who came at night and was also a rich man and wanted to know about the kingdom and about being reborn, this young man was bold, and he came in the sunlight, and he asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit the kingdom?" And then Jesus gives him the answer. He goes, "I'm doing that. If you want to be perfect, sell all you have, give to the poor, and come follow me." Christian charity, the saints used to tell us, is not what we give away, but it's measured by what we have left. We've heard "give till it hurts," and I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about Christian charity, about being concerned, how can I be better? No one went to the Olympics by having very small goals, by saying, "How can I run the 100 meters just enough to make it? How can I be the best?" In the Christian world, as I mentioned in the Ukrainian sermon, we often think our children need to be entertained in church. Here's a toy. Here's a piece of candy. Play with this. Instead of teaching them what it is to pray, what it is to have faith, what it is to look at your life, that you are desired to be here, and how can you make the best of what was given to you, especially your life. Michael Jordan used to say when he played basketball, "Every shot I didn't take, I missed." This is to remind us that one of the reasons people don't ask the question for religion, "What do I need to do to be perfect, to be better than the average?" Because we have sometimes a fear of failure, a lack of trust, a lack of courage. The saints became great people because they had faith in God. "I know with the Lord I can do great things." It's very easy to say it's impossible to be better. At least I'm not a hypocrite. I haven't failed. At least I'm not even trying. But what about saying, what about the great things that you can become? This is what today's gospel reminds us about. That even though in the Jewish world of the day of Jesus, riches and wealth was a sign of God's blessings, there are also other things which are a sign of God's blessings. A heart that can see the needs of others, a soul that can be empathetic to other people, and a heart that hopes in God's help. So today, as an exercise, when you think about your own faith and your commitment to God, that God wanted you, don't ask yourself the question, "Well, I went to Sunday, I'm done." But ask yourself the question, "How can I be even a better human being? And with God's grace, how can I enter the kingdom and help others to enter in?" Do not look at religion and faith as something you believe in, but as a relationship that you enter into with God and with your brothers and sisters. And when you put the effort in to become a better person, it is never just for yourself. There is no such thing as simply a personal spiritual life. But every time you try to get better, every time you believe in God, every time you do something good, you help your brothers and sisters, both by your example and by what you have done. So let's remember, don't shoot for the minimum. How can I be a saint? Isn't that a great, great, wonderful aspiration? Not how can I be the least dysfunctional person. How can I be a saint? Slava Isusu Christu.